Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Hello, this is Stephen O'Doherty. Superbugs have global health authorities worried. Superbugs, of course, are those that have developed resistance to antibiotics and other treatments. They cause infections that can often be fatal because the current treatments don't work and there are only a few antibiotics to choose from. The development of superbugs is a very real threat and potentially devastating to humans. And if it's bad in Australia, imagine how it is in the developing world. But what if there was a simple way to stop them in their tracks? Not a new super pill to kill the superbugs, but in fact the best weapon against superbugs might well be the most basic hygiene message of all. The message we all got as children: wash your hands. Rosie Ween is Australian Chief Executive of the international humanitarian agency WaterAid. She says it really is just about that simple. And Rosie tells us there's good news. The Australian government has promised some aid funding specifically targeted to water and health security.
Stephen, we're really hoping that the government will recognise the looming crisis that we have in our region. We know that there's a serious threat to regional health through antibiotic resistance, and we're really hoping that the government will recognise that and put the funding towards particularly looking at how water, sanitation and hygiene can address this looming health threat.
Antimicrobial resistance, has that just snuck up on us?
It has been something that over the years I think we're really seeing the threat that it's posing. What we're realising is that there are increasing deaths from antimicrobial resistance. So the trend is showing us that by 2050, we think that there will be a soaring death rate of about 10 million people annually and a cost globally to the economy of $100 trillion due to antimicrobial resistance. So it is a threat that has crept up on us and looming, but there are things that we can do about it. And if we, with the government, we're focusing on where there's the greatest need. And so for WaterAid, we're really focused on looking at countries with the lowest coverage of water, sanitation and hygiene and where there's the greatest disease burden. And we think that the investments need to be made there to address these threats.
Can I ask, when we say antimicrobial resistance, are you saying that it's more than just a resistance to antibiotics?
Yeah, so antibiotics, of course, address bacterial infection. So when we're talking about antimicrobial, it's not just bacterial infections, it's also viruses, parasites and fungi. So it's, for us, it's really looking at how we can look at the barriers to those infections. And we know, Stephen, that cleaning hands is a key way of fighting antimicrobial infections. So what we want to be seeing is that health workers are able to wash their hands in the places that they work, whether they be rural health facilities or hospitals. Mm. So that's what we're talking about with antimicrobial infections.
And I was staggered to read that hospital-born babies in low-income settings are at a higher risk of being affected by neonatal sepsis, infection after birth, than in high-income settings. Yeah. Hospital-born babies.
That's exactly right, because what we're seeing is really a perfect storm. So it's good news that more mothers are giving birth in hospitals and healthcare facilities. But unfortunately, many of those facilities don't have water sources, don't have improved toilets, which is, you know, a key cause for newborn infection. So it is really concerning. And we know that this can change through provision of water, sanitation and hygiene and organisations really supporting these efforts.
We're such a sophisticated world, and yet the most basic thing, to be able to use a clean toilet, to have your hands washed, for many, many people around our world, like vast populations, it's just not a reality. What an imbalance, what an injustice.
Yeah, it is indeed. Can you believe that there are more mobile phones in Africa than there are toilets. And right. for me, often that statistic really shows the injustice and the inequality. So we are excited that the government has pledged $100 million to address the global health challenges. And we call on others, you know, as it's this period in May where we have World Hand Hygiene Day and also the International Day of the Midwife, to really support these causes and recognise that we can all do more so that more people can have access to safe water, sanitation and hygiene.
Is it right to say then the problems include firstly infrastructure, but a close second to that would be education, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, Stephen. So it is very much about infrastructure. We know if we're talking about health facilities, we know that we need to invest in the infrastructure so that there's safe water and toilets, but also education and training, reminders for people to wash their hands at critical times, but also in communities. We know that there are still 663 million people in the world that don't have access to safe water and 2.4 billion without a toilet. And to address that, we need investment and political will focused on water, sanitation and hygiene. And we know when that investment happens, you get all sorts of benefits. The health benefits, access to education, more productivity. It's a, you know, it's a real economic benefit for governments. We know that for every $1 invested in water, sanitation and hygiene, you get a $4 return.
And a great feel-good as well. So WaterAid is a charity that people ought to consider. You're part of a worldwide organisation. It's wateraid.org/au to go to the Australian operation, wateraid.org/au. Thank you very much for joining us on Open House.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephen.